you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey everyone, this is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Jacob Margolis, science reporter for KPCC and LAist.com. Wildland firefighters accept risk when they head out to battle a blaze, but CAL FIRE firefighters are getting sick, and some have even died, not while on the fire line, but during training. As part of a collaboration between the investigative unit at Columbia Journalism School, the California Newsroom, and KPCC, I, Jacob Margolis, and my reporting colleague Brian Edwards have this report. On a hot July day a few years ago, CAL FIRE firefighter Yaroslav Katkov was hiking on a trail near Temecula when he collapsed. By the time he got help, it was too late. He died at the age of 28, not on the fire line, but while training.
They told me that everything that could have been done was done.
Ashley Valerio was Katkov's longtime partner.
And, like, I believed them, and I, like, trusted them.
My reporting partner Brian and I reviewed hundreds of pages of documents from CAL FIRE and CAL OSHA. We found a pattern of seasonal firefighters and inmates getting sick and some even dying during what should have been one of the least dangerous things they do, training.
Exactly, Jacob. Over the last year and a half, almost four dozen CAL FIRE firefighters have suffered from heat illness during training. And since 2003, five firefighters have died during training exercises, where experts say heat appears to have played a role in their deaths. And all these cases point to bigger issues within the agency.
For one, there's a culture that values pushing on at all costs.
Two, CAL FIRE has major issues with helping people improve their fitness levels safely.
And three, even before they get started training, insiders say, CAL FIRE's process for catching pre-existing medical conditions is lacking.
Okay, let's start with the punitive culture issue, because it's a big part of the story.
Yeah, and seems to be a big part of Yaroslav Katkov's story in particular. He collapsed and died after being pushed by his captain to do a training hike a second time, after he'd already been showing signs of heat illness. CAL FIRE demoted the captain after the investigation. We were told by multiple current and former CAL FIRE employees that pushing firefighters beyond their breaking points is common.
In a written response, CAL FIRE said it vigorously rejects the notion that a punitive culture exists. But there have been similar issues since Katkov's death.
And I'll admit it, we had problems in San Diego in the last 4 months.
That's CAL FIRE Union President Tim Edwards, who spoke with us after we shared what we found. He says that a supervisor had to be admonished for the way he was treating seasonal firefighters.
Making them hike when they weren't feeling good, making them hike thinking if you pushed them a little bit further, you know, it would help them.
Another reason CAL FIRE firefighters are getting injured during training, uneven physical fitness standards and a lack of consistent training standards. That's a problem for seasonal firefighters who might take 6 months off between deployments and not show up in firefighting shape. Here's Edwards again.
Is there a physical fitness standard coming onto the job? No, there's not. Absolutely not. And we've been pushing for years for one.
In a statement, CAL FIRE said, quote, each must do his, her part year-round to ensure that they're preparing for the upcoming fire season. Our investigation found many firefighters don't always get clear guidelines for improvements after taking the winter off. According to the injury reports we reviewed, a majority of the seasonal firefighters that got sick with heat in the last year and a half did not have documented conditioning plans.
And the final big issue? Seasonal firefighters usually only get basic physicals before they start working.
In the Katkov investigation documents, CAL FIRE Captain Cesar Neri is quoted as saying, you could get a better physical playing high school football than the one required by CAL FIRE.
Other departments often require firefighters to go through more extensive testing before they start in the field. Meaning, for CAL FIRE firefighters, there's a chance that bigger, unknown pre-existing conditions could be missed.
When we spoke with Ashley Valerio, Katkov's longtime partner, she was angry.
You're supposed to, like, have faith that those people would, like, keep them safe. Definitely it shows what kind of leadership that they're willing to allow.
How to keep firefighters safe during training is a question that will only become more pressing as California's wildfire outlook continues to worsen. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Watley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Jacob Margolis.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.